Welcome to High Performance, a six-part, six-pillar series on impactful marketing from your friends and neighbors by Mark Bubula and Tom Fugelberg. Copyright 2024. Friends and neighbors, all rights reserved. Part 3, the crucial role of creativity in building effective brand connections. Introduction. The topic of performance in marketing has become associated with efforts that result in immediate, measurable impact. But is this truly the best way to assess success? As good friends and neighbors, we're committed to providing the best intelligence on effective marketing programs to our community. Our new series, High Performance, will explore six pillars of impactful marketing programs to help our clients and collaborators better understand how to design, implement, and measure efforts. A graphic on classical conditioning is included in the PDF version of this podcast. The six pillars of performance. Here's how we define the six pillars of performance and why. Long-term commitment. There's no question short-term sales activations can be effective, but long-term branding cannot be ignored. This pillar will explore how to think about, plan, and measure long-term branding efforts. Memorable moments. As we learn more about how advertising works, we more deeply understand that its primary role is to create future buyers by making brands and products memorable. This one is all about how a memorable message contributes to the future success of brands. Meaningful connections. The power of creativity in branding is well understood to be a critical driver of effectiveness. This pillar will explore the latest research and insights related to creating meaningful, memorable connections with people. Relevant context. A meaningful message is only as impactful as the space it appears. This pillar covers an essential ingredient in the marketing mix: media and activation. Strong coverage. Growing a brand means going big, getting your message in front of an increasingly broader audience. This pillar explores the impact of reach in marketing efforts. Consistent presence. Turbulent markets make it tempting to scale back on costs, and marketing is no exception. Yet pulling back on investment comes with a cost of its own. This pillar focuses on the importance of consistent messaging over time. Every quarter, our team will produce a thought leadership piece that more deeply explores one of these six pillars. We're excited to share our neighborly wisdom with you. Pillar 3, memorable moments, the crucial role of creativity in building effective brand connections. In today's crowded marketing landscape, where people are bombarded with information, creativity can resonate deeply. In fact, it might just be the antidote to our industry's overwhelming overindulgence. This installment of High Performance explores that essential ingredient, creativity, to see if we can quantify its pivotal function in capturing the hearts and minds of an audience. Spoiler alert, creativity works. Winning a creative award does indeed correlate to a successful campaign. In an era characterized by fleeting attention spans, capturing and retaining a consumer's focus has become more challenging than ever. Creativity plays a fundamental role in this challenge. Inventive narratives, striking visuals, and innovative concepts are proven to break through the noise and seize the audience's attention. A creative messaging approach has the power to convey a brand's true spirit, making it stand out in a crowded marketplace. For decades, research has supported the importance of creativity in marketing effectiveness. Rewinding the tape to 1996, a landmark study from Donald Gunn demonstrated that creatively awarded campaigns were associated with marketplace success. A graphic on the marketplace success of creatively awarded ads from the Work article, How Do I Use Creativity to Drive Effectiveness, isn't included in the PDF version of this podcast. Creativity even correlates to, wait for it, ROI. We can move to more recent research to tease out these findings. A 2023 update of the study of the top drivers of advertising profitability reaffirmed that brand size is still the biggest driver of incremental profit, but that creative quality is number two, with potential to improve ROI by a factor of 12. While advertisers have little control over current brand size, what they can control is creative execution. A graphic on the top 10 drivers of advertising profitability 2023 from the Work article, What We Know About Creativity and Effectiveness, isn't included in the PDF version of this podcast. So creativity is the biggest actionable driver of effectiveness. Woot! But what exactly is creativity? Understanding the power of creativity in driving performance for brands begs the question, what qualifies as a highly creative message? Professional marketers have historically looked at industry awards to answer this question, but awards only consider the submissions they receive. A groundbreaking study from Ipsos turned to consumers to understand creativity through the eyes of the audience by asking them to describe creative advertising they had seen. This visualization may not be the most intuitive, but it represents the broad variation of how an advertising audience describes the creative work they have seen. A visualization on the words or phrases that come to mind when you think about creative advertising you have seen, from the Work article, How Creativity in Advertising Sparks Brand Growth, isn't included in the PDF version of this podcast. The visualization indicates there is quite a range of perspectives on this. However, common themes emerge. According to author Adam Sheridan, although originality is central to their descriptions, represented by unique, different, we see that this is accompanied, moreover, by themes that represent their experience, using words such as fun, entertaining, finding the advertising interesting and informative, and having feelings of joy, happiness. This led us to propose a definition of creativity in advertising from regular people: an original or different experience that offers value to the end audience. So the experience of the work clearly matters. And the study further reinforces this notion by the relative importance placed on production elements, the green descriptors in the visualization. Production quality has been deprioritized by many marketers in recent years as more messaging shifts to short form, nimble content, speed to market winning over craftsmanship. But perspectives from the audience suggest elements like colors, image, and characters matter in execution, resulting in a more memorable and admirable creative message. So creativity is in the eye of the brand? Yep. And this insight provides a range of opportunities for marketers to explore what creativity means for their brand. Many marketers are familiar with iconic advertising campaigns that drove business impact for major brands over time. Think of Apple's iconic 1984 Super Bowl ad, or the Dos Equis Most Interesting Man in the World campaign. Yet we continue to see creativity drive brand growth even on a smaller scale in both the business-to-consumer and business-to-business spaces. A recent example of creativity fueling impact for a business-to-business brand comes from accounting software leader Sage. Their Voice of Business campaign was inspired by the very real and sometimes challenging emotions that business owners experience when navigating conversations about finances. In the U.S., and a 31% increase in overall ad recall, presenting a compelling case for the power of a creative messaging approach to connect with their audiences and drive business results. The same campaign also lifted Sage's brand 6% higher on measures of empathy than their nearest competitors. A graphic representing some key frames from the Sage Voice of Business campaign is included in the PDF version of this podcast. Another great example is from tech company MailChimp, a digital marketing platform geared towards small businesses. An underdog in the category for many years, MailChimp sought to achieve rapid growth while retaining their unique personality in the marketplace. While being an underdog is challenging enough, they found that on top of that, their brand name was being mispronounced. But MailChimp understood that small business owners are creative at their core. So rather than fight the pronunciation problem, they embraced it with a novel but still branded invitation to small business owners and their creativity. The results speak for themselves. MailChimp saw a 14% rise in signups during the campaign period, the brand's highest sales months in its history, outpacing their projection for growth and exceeding their signup goal by 10%. A graphic representing some ads from the MailChimp Voice of Business campaign is included in the PDF version of this podcast. Wait, have we learned anything actionable? Yes, indeed. Understanding that creativity can come to life in many ways, marketers should keep these basic considerations in mind. Stay consistent with brand identity. While creativity allows for innovation and experimentation, it's essential to maintain consistency with your brand's identity and core values to build equity over time. A creative approach should enhance and reinforce your brand's personality. MailChimp serves as an excellent example for how to approach creativity while staying true to the essence of a brand. Ensure that your creative aligns with your brand's mission and voice so it doesn't confuse or alienate your existing customer base. Measure and adapt. As we have seen from recent examples, creativity in marketing is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Marketers should continually measure the impact of their creative campaigns and be ready to adapt based on data and feedback. Establish and monitor key performance indicators, KPIs, from the beginning. This may include engagement rates, conversion rates, sales, and brand sentiment to assess the effectiveness of your creative initiatives. Be open to refining your creative strategies based on the insights gained from these metrics. And then, going beyond best practices. It's clear that true creativity requires imagination pushing the boundaries of convention. So the transformative power of creativity in marketing is actually rooted in brand anthropology, a discipline the Friends and Neighbors team has pioneered and refined over many years. Unlocking creative power in advertising and marketing often demands imagining the world through a unique lens and having the audacity to share that vision with everyone. This journey begins with an appreciation for the cultures and experiences that surround us, seeing them a bit differently, and bringing this new perspective to life creatively. A fundamental principle of brand anthropology known as cultural relativism is about diving deep into unconventional perspectives without prejudice, uncovering hidden insights that often go unnoticed. Here, we can take a page from our agency playbook. We infused a narrative twist into the medtech world of treating arterial calcium by personifying it as a villain in the client's storytelling with the catchy, "Hey, calcium." We showed how a creative angle can make even the most technical concepts engaging. Another anthropological principle that inspires pushing creative boundaries is holism, which invites us to see beyond the immediate product and asks us to consider the broader ecosystem in which a brand operates. What additional value does your brand offer? How does it embed itself in the broader, more emotional narrative of customers' lives? This approach transforms your brand from a product or service into a true partnership. Again, from our agency playbook, Bulwark FR exemplifies this approach quite well, evolving from selling protective clothing to offering a comprehensive package of services, including educational thought leadership, content, training, and hands-on expertise that deepens its bond with customers. Creativity that moves the needle demands imagination in the service of crafting a narrative that resonates with your audience, something they know to be true but perhaps haven't considered before. This makes your brand an integral, memorable part of their world. Through the principles of brand anthropology, creativity in marketing isn't just about standing out. It's about connecting on a profound level with work that inspires and endures. A graphic representing examples of F&N's CSI and Bulwark FR creative work are in the PDF version of this podcast. Conclusion. As competition across the marketplace becomes more crowded and fiercer, harnessing the power of creativity is more critical than ever for brands. It enables them to cut through the noise, connect with the target audience on a deeper level, and most importantly, drive meaningful business results. Brave marketers will unlock the full potential of creativity to build meaningful brand connections and thrive in our modern business environment. Marketers interested in achieving the greatest bang for their buck will combine meaningful connections with relevant context. In other words, pairing a powerful creative message with the most appropriate media environment ensures that communications aren't lost in the ether. In our next installment of High Performance, we'll explore the importance of relevant context for driving brand impact. Thank you for listening to this episode of High Performance, a six-part, six-pillar series on impactful marketing from your friends and neighbors by Mark Bubula and Tom Fugelberg. To learn more about marketing effectiveness, please visit us at friends-neighbors.com or reach out directly to Mark at mark@friends-neighbors.com. We'd love to hear what's working for you, what's not, and how we might be able to help you reach your performance goals.